The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Oh, Rudy, are you all right? Oh, sorry.
What year is this? Where am I?
2019.
What episode is this?
Episode 2 of The Vagabond Dilemma.
My intro? My intro? Is this my intro?
This is your intro.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Globally Local FM, Tomo Huzzah Productions, people. We are in... Where the fuck are we?
Goropala.
That's where we are. Yeah. Yes. Go listen to us, people, to all the previous episodes and now this one, because I have definitely prepared, and holy shit, everything is so slimy.
You're Rudy, yuck. You look especially disgusting today. What happened?
Okay, tone it down, buddy. Okay.
You know, listen. Rudy, usually you look pretty poor, but today it's like that level on top.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, how are you today, Rudy?
I am regurgitated. No.
That's something that you don't get to say very often.
I am lovely. I miss Italy. You think? Okay. You think that the saga would end and that's the finale? Hell no.
Yes.
There's things to do. There's things to be in. Like Italy, for example.
Okay.
There's still so much to see, so much to experience, so much to feel.
All right, ask me what my favorite part of visiting Italy was, really.
I kind of know your opinion about going to Italy, so I don't kind of... Okay, what was your favorite part of...
The pizza. I thought it was tasty.
Okay,
no, of course it's not bad.
I thought you were going to
do you expect my favorite part to be like some horrible shit?
I thought you were going to use this as a proxy to like shit on Italy.
Listen, I think I don't really like Italy, I'll be honest, people. I think the architecture is cool. The pizza. Va bene, as you would say. Everything else, two thumbs down.
Wow. You know, all the Italians who, like, tease me for being like, you know, oh, you know, like this, blah, 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 and there's always something that they try to tease me about. Look at what other people say. Look at the other side of the spectrum. I am the best you will get. Appreciate me for it. Second of all, I reminded myself about it. Because it was hitting, like, what, like 40 degrees in Rome, right, when I was exploring it. I packed practically. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I wore, like, a polo shirt, shorts, and sandals. And guess what nuisance started calling me for, like, 10 days of the trip?
Yeah, go on.
Little German tourist.
That's pretty good.
That is abhorrent, is what it is. What do you mean it's pretty good? I thought you'd be on my side.
Well, it's pretty accurate.
Fuck you. What the fuck you mean, people? Okay, I'll be honest. Usually, I put a lot of effort into my clothes, or at least I put effort in, right? And not to brag, and mm-hmm. I'm not arrogant about it, but because I do like when people do that, of course. I receive compliments about my clothing, so it means like people notice that I put in effort. For this trip, my mother was like, forget about all that, because you wear long sleeve shirts, you wear long pants, you wear Skechers and boots and stuff like this, like closes your foot mm-hmm. completely up. Forget about that, you will boil alive, you will die. She actually forced me to buy shorts, sandals and everything, right? So he was like, pack practically. So I was like, fine, I'm gonna like wear nice clothes still, but like not what I usually wear.
Mm-hmm.
Boy oh boy, then my Italians have a field day with it. When I was wearing my practical shirts and they were walking to dinner with linen pants and linen shirts, and I'm there in fucking sandals in a polo shirt and shorts.
Well, I mean, is that
if
not
any
like...
of the Italians are listening right now, you buddies had your chance. Rest assured, this will never repeat again. Rest assured, every time I see you, I'll be like God coming from the sky, right? I'll be Jesus himself. So, people, my insecurities will not allow me ever to be underdressed when I meet the Italians again.
All right, listen, I'm not saying it's your fault, but when you're saying practical outfit, isn't that like typical German to have a practical outfit?
Moving fucking on. I'm so done with typical German shit. Koror Palau, globally local FM, brought to you by Tom Huza. These are the news.
All right. Well, starting off, you hate to hear it. Palau grapples with solar energy surge. Subtitle, this is why we should stick with oil. That was just inserted by me, but I think that's just good to have in the back of your head. So Palau has requested countries like Japan and Australia that it works closely with to pause further solar projects as the energy grid is not able to handle the supply. Australia has pledged money to expand the battery or whatever. I don't know how electricity works.
They build a bigger battery, easy.
There you go. So that they can store more energy and so that the electrical grid doesn't get destroyed by like overcharging or whatever the hell. Yeah, my opinion, stick with oil, then you don't have this kind of problem. Boom, solved. I think that was it. Oh, well, here's
fucking hell. My guy out here running oil out of the ground at every chance he gets.
The goal is to be 100% renewable by 2033. But it looks like they're already struggling with...
Where the hell is Palau?
It's in the Pacific.
Thank you. Moving on.
Well, to be more Pacific...
Jesus Christ. Okay. Moving on.
I think it's northeast of Indonesia. And it's like an island, set of islands, but the biggest island is quite a ways away from Indonesia. Just in the Western Pacific is what you can imagine, people. It's a nice little tropical island. Known for, Rudy, say it with me now, diving.
I was going to say fish, but same thing.
Yeah, well, diving to fish.
Yeah, same thing. Anyways, my news, my important news, something that's actually relevant, okay?
Okay.
Actually, point being, I did not know that this is a problem, but it makes so much sense that it could be a problem, but I never thought of it, hence why I put it in.
Okay.
My thing called abandoned ship. United Nations. Over the last decade has logged an increasing number of crew members abandoned by ship owners around the world, leaving sailors aboard months and sometimes years without pay. Which is crazy to think about that happens, right? But I was like, yeah, it makes sense, because it's also at the end of the day, you hear all these stories about unpaid employment at like restaurants and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. I never really thought, oh yeah, that can also happen on ships. And then it's even worse. You can't even go anywhere. Right. But anyways, more than 2,000 seafarers on some 150 ships were abandoned last year. And the problem shows no signs of abating. Advocates for workers say ship owners often take advantage of crew members when they are hit by rising fuel costs, debt, or unexpected repairs. Some owners vow to pay their finances if they turn around. Henry, your oil? Is getting people unpaid. There are regulations that are aimed at encouraging countries to thoroughly vet ship owners and spot risks before ships are registered under their flag. But the rules aren't uniformly followed, and beyond naming and shaming, there are few ways to enforce the standards. Last year, nearly half of abandoned ships had no insurance, according to the IMO. Which is... yeah. Anyways, the flag states with the most abandoned ships tend to have large ship registries by dint of offering lower fees. Panama has registered 20% of all ships abandoned since 2020, according to AP's analysis of the UN data, followed by Tanzania, Palau, and Togo, which each responsible for about 5%. The four countries are all considered by the International Transport Workers Federation to be flags of convenience with minimal oversight. So point being that there are some ghost ships when it comes to wages out there, and Palau seemingly is one of the biggest countries with this problem.
Yeah, my recommendation to solve this issue, don't work on a ship, then you won't have to, you'll get paid. That's my recommendation. Sorry, that's okay. The UN expert recommendation.
UN, okay, well, you should have started with that. Like, what are we talking about?
If everybody, okay, listen to this. If everybody stopped working on ships today, this issue would no longer exist. Thoughts?
I think we would solve a lot of problem issues if we would just stop working on ships, because that means all the fucking transport of goods would completely be lost overseas.
That's right. And you know what they say? It's better to live minimalistic lives. So no ships, no goods, minimalism.
You better die. It's better for the environment.
Probably true.
Oh my God. Actually, weird question, but Henry.
Yes.
My kid's brain thinking about it. What would you rather have? Imagine like a camper, right? But put in another transport, right? Where would you rather want to live? In a submarine, on a ship, or on a plane?
Want to live? Sorry.
Yes.
Want to live?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't the obvious answer ship?
Well, there's no obvious answer. Some people would for example, submarine, because their Captain Nemo fantasies would come through.
So question then. This plane, is it a regular plane that refuels every couple of hours, or is it one that's theoretically
you're thinking
in the
too
air
much
longer?
Of it. Yes, you have to refuel once in a while, but it can fly, let's say, I don't know, 48 hours without refueling.
I guess plane would probably be the best then. It depends what type of plane. I think...
You are such a...
I think plane is the best.
You're such a little creature you are.
No, I'm just remembering my last flight was pretty shit. And I'm just thinking it was so loud, I feel like that would get really annoying. Meanwhile, on a ship,
yeah,
it's just
ship
like...
Yeah, wouldn't. You just
vibes.
Like...
Shh, shh. Yeah. Exactly.
7 a.m. And that's just because the captain wanted to say hi to the ship passing by, you know, like trains or bus riders do.
All right, bottom line is submarine is the worst because then you're underwater and that feels
Captain
very
restrictive.
Captain
Nemo, though, did that. You can see a lot of fishies.
And Captain Nemo is dead, isn't he?
Is he? Was that ever confirmed? Did he die?
Is he alive?
You know what Captain Nemo is, right?
If he's not alive, he's dead, is what the kids have always
said. Okay, you don't know.
It's a story. I know it's some. It's a story.
20,000 mile leagues under the sea?
Leagues,
you have no idea what I'm talking about.
25 leagues under the sea?
People know your fantasy classic literature.
I know the name, I don't know what it's about, and frankly, I don't care what it's about, because all I know is that it sparked the hit children's movie Finding Nemo, and guess what? They couldn't find him.
It really did not.
Because they couldn't find him. They couldn't find him because he was dead. They couldn't find him. He was dead.
No.
He was dead.
That is definitely not it.
All right.
Moving on. Your other news.
I would actually invite you to go again, Rudy, because I would like to close our news segment with my second part.
I will paste something. I'll put something in the chat. And you have to tell me, because this is a real ad coming from Koror. Let's just read it together. Let's see what we think about it, okay?
Yeah, slow news cycle by the sound of it.
Yeah. How do I fucking copy? Yeah. So, why can't I
paste? Yeah, grandpa, now paste.
I fucking can't. How about if I do? I have a problem. Rudy, so we're gonna fix that. It's fine. I'm gonna share my screen.
Okay.
Yeah, you thought you got me. There you go. See this? So, people, it's a huge ass sign, right?
Sorry, I just want to say that Rudy fucking pasted this in a Word document and it's not centered. So I just don't want this to seem like Rudy has it together.
Because it's technically indented, if you see by the point here. Koror Outreach Clinic, in collaboration with Koror State Animal Shelter. You would think, okay, normal ad, right? This is where it gets you. You start reading a bit more. And then it says, the promo continues, ... Make $10 and fix your pets for free. Because they're like cars that can be fixed. What confuses me is make $10 and fix your pets for free. So how does that work?
Yeah. Well,
to ensure a smooth recovery, please do the following. No breakfast, healthy guts, good attitude.
I like that last one. I didn't even read that.
Good we can attitude. Help you with trapping and transportation.
So, I believe fixing is when you like sterilize an animal, if I remember correctly.
Wait, you mean that is an actual verb that is used in this context like that?
Yes. Genuinely, to fix an animal is like to like sterilize or castrate an animal.
I did not know that. I was so confused. What do they mean, fix your pet for free?
Well, there you go, Rudy. The question is, why the fuck are they paying $10? What do they have to win from this?
Yeah, that's still the mystery, because it says in really big, bold statement, make $10 and fix your pets for free. Ah, yeah. Maybe they want the dog's balls, and they paid for those balls, $5 each.
That's right, they make marbles from that.
Fuck me. Hell nah. Hell right, nah, brother.
Where do you think dog's balls went? Oh, they all go straight to Big Marble.
Big Marble. Not to confuse with Big Marvel, and not to confuse with Big, what's his, Mattel, which is the fucking Barbie thing.
All no, closely no, no. related.
Be sure that your Ken's balls are not taken from a real dog.
Well, Rudy, before I read your little screen-shared weather report, I'll take it to my last segment. Have you ever heard of a little sports event called the Olympic Games?
Is that a local thing?
It is a globally local thing. Heyo!
I'm so happy you actually saw what I put down there. I put that down and I was like, please. That Henry, we get each. I fucking hate you. I would beat you up if I see you again IRL, but we fucking get each other.
All right, glad to know I've got a beating coming, I guess. Anyway, nobody really cares about the Olympic Games. Because it's just some little loser countries. The real shit is the 2024 Micro Games. That's right, Rudy. Huh? The 2024 Micronesian Games took place recently. And guess what, buddy? Only the coolest countries participated. I think it's specifically for Pacific Island nations. It was supposed to be hosted in 2022, but it was delayed due to COVID. And the next one, guess where it is, 2026, Rudy?
Nauru.
That's right. It's in Nauru. Well done.
Wait, really?
Yes, that's why I made this setup.
Oh my God.
I knew that
oh
was
my God.
Be... So, what's interesting here, I guess, Rudy, without knowing which countries participated, who won the event, you think? Who had the most gold medals?
The most gold medals, and it's only islands? I mean, I guess fucking Palau?
Palau got fourth in the gold medal tally. The winner were the Northern Mariana Islands, who technically are part of the U.S. But yeah, that's it. It's technically a U.S. territory, so... America number one, I guess. Boom, there you go. And then second was Nauru. And third place, Marshall Islands. After that, Palau. I will say the drop-off between third and fourth is pretty big. But here's what I found so interesting, is that, of course, they do regular events. Think of your swimming, athletics, volleyball, etc. However, they also do some more, let's say, local sports under the category of, something like Micronesian All-Rounder. Do you want to guess some of the disciplines there, Rudy?
No.
That kind of undercuts my segment.
I was like, what you gonna do if I just say no? Okay, I wanna guess. Water polo.
No, it's not a conventional sport, is what I can tell you.
Water horse riding.
That's closer, but not quite.
Windsurfing.
Is that not part of the Olympics?
I don't know, just give me the answer.
The answer is coconut tree climbing.
What the fuck?
coconut husking. That's the important follow-up. Of course.
That sounds something dirty. I'm husking once in a while too.
Okay, Rudy. And of course, who could forget? Spearfishing.
Honestly, that one I kind of see. I kind of see that one.
I think it's pretty cool to like make a sport out of climbing a coconut tree. It's pretty rad. I like it. That should be the Olympics trees. Next year.
Then next again, I would want edition. Some island boys to climb my tree.
Well, Rudy, luckily for you. Luckily for you, Rudy, I believe it only you can make $10 by giving away your coconuts. So,
can we move on to that, please?
Sounds good. All right, well, catch you in a bit, people.
Catch you in a bit. All righty.
Ah, you know, Helga, it was a great suggestion coming to Palau. The air is so clean and refreshing here.
I know, right, Jean-Pierre? The soft and supple warmth, the shade of the palm trees. It's wonderful. I can't wait to finally go to the beach later today.
Oh, me too. I can't believe we haven't seen any water yet.
Wow. Hey, Jean-Pierre? Was ist das?
Holy shit, Helga. It looks like people are flying. What the hell is going on here?
Hey, Jean-Pierre, this is very crazy to me. What should we do?
We have to investigate, Helga. This is extremely strange and off-putting. Wow, Helga, it's starting to become really hard to work here. It feels like the air has suddenly become a lot more resistant to my movement.
Jean-Pierre, I'm struggling to breathe. The air feels so thick, I can hardly breathe.
Turn back, Helga. Turn back. Ah, Palau. The only country on Earth where the beaches are so clear, you won't even notice that you're drowning. These beaches are to die for.
I was so confused for the longest while. Fuck.
All right.
Good one. I really like that, Joe. I really like it. Good one. Original. I like it. Props to that.
I wanted to add some more sound effects to that one. But as it turns out, I thought maybe it's not very appropriate to put like borderline realistic drowning sounds. So I'll just keep it at that.
Maybe correct thinking.
Anyway.
Okay.
Is it my favorite time?
Nah.
I fucking hate every single thing about what we just did. Anyway, and as for the weather, people, weather news, right? As for the weather, listener, are you just a young gun with a kick fuse? Uptight? Wanna let loose? If you haven't yet caught on, thunder and lightning are what await you in Koror for most of September. But if you still want to leave your old life behind, this is pretty warm place to do so, as the average temperature will be 31 Celsius in daytime. But then again, you are not a yes sir, not a follower, and want to live the nightlife, in which case it's pretty much the same with an average of 25 degrees Celsius. And when you do get to this rainy paradise, just remember, you were lightning before the thunder.
So the did you even low get the reference? The night, I don't.
Fucking.
But it's okay. The listener will.
Okay, surely they will. Surely they will.
All right.
Disappoint me.
Is it AC/DC, Rudy?
It is not at all AC/DC.
Okay, well,
no,
that
Henry.
Was my best guess then. I'm sorry.
No, it is not AC/DC.
Is it
buddy.
Fucking like 30 miles under
it's
the sea?
It's the wagons.
The fuck? The wagons? The what nows?
The wagons.
All right. Let's skip Rudy's
the
ramblings.
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine these nuts in your mouth!
How about instead, everybody closes their eyes right now and imagines the following. You start the sunny and warm day by going to the beach for some diving, where you see some of the most stunning reefs and marine life you'll ever see. After your long and stunning, yet exhausting dive, you go relax under the palm trees. Time seems to float by. And days later, you wake up in a hospital, where a nurse informs you that shortly after lying down, a coconut fell right on your head, putting you into a coma for several days. You are lucky to survive. If that sounds good to you, then maybe you should be visiting Koror as your next destination.
Oh my god, they should honestly, like, all these places that we advertise should honestly hire us. Like, the fucking punchline, if that sounds good to you, and it's always some abhorrent shit, I fucking love it.
Well, Rudy, I guess that brings us to our local business. What do you got for Koror?
To promote today's local business, I had a really hard time choosing. And to tell you why, I need to quickly explain something to you. And listen, I'm going to be a bit vulnerable here, listener. You see, I always had a soft spot for fantasy world building, fairy tales, and maps. In my free time, I've been known to rave about dragons and even do a little bit of dungeon mastering for Dungeons & Dragons. And when I saw the Google Maps layout of Koror Palau, well, for a second I felt my otherworldly longing and escapism sigh in relief, because people, if you want just a good old adventure with a good old map and with some good old place names that just stick right, I hugely recommend looking up Koror Palau on Google Maps. And this is not even like a sarcastic joke. I honestly recommend you doing that, because it will offer a myriad of cool islands with objects like Whale Island, Eagle Ray Bay, Milky Way, Fantasy Snorkel, and on it goes. So the next chapter to your fairy tale might be right there. I honestly think that if you Google Koror Palau and if you look at the layout of geography, it looks like a fantasy map came to life. You zoom in and all these names straight up from a fairy tale. Like, people, go. Take your chances. Go.
Let your next world building be inspired by the real world, I guess.
Honestly, mine will be.
All right. Well, then for my recommendation, I did touch briefly on it earlier, but Palau is very well known for its diving, so my suggestion is just to go diving in a couple spots. There's a couple of famous spots to see hordes of marine life and wonderful reefs, such as the Blue Corner, the Chandelier Cave, and of course, the German Channel. So,
fuck me.
And on that note, I'll also immediately plug my radio station for the day, which is Hope Radio, which was a very interesting blend of very soothing and like relaxing island music, and at the same time had the most brutally loud and interruptive stinger where they proclaim that they love Jesus. So if you're looking to get shocked, basically, in the middle of relaxing, that's my recommendation.
Fucking lovely. That's exactly what I wanted. Because I could not find any platforms where to listen to the radio frequencies I found for Palau. So you just have to take this one for granted. I present to you WWFM at 89.5 FM. Which I can only assume stands for like World War FM. That's right, people. Go listen to some gunshots, bomb drops, and widow cries.
All right. Sounds great and relaxing.
And please remember that this episode of Globally Local FM was brought to you by Tomuza Production. If you want to see more of what our brand has to offer, please go and check out Colossal Pango, our dear colleague, on twitch.com. He streams there some couple of games. You might see actually some guest appearances once in a while, so be on the lookout for those. Then if you want to reach out to us with the feedback for our episodes, please reach out on Spotify. You can also slide into my DMs on Instagram at 000RUDY00, so 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s. If you want to find Henry, you just have to go in the middle of the Amazon jungle and do what?
Offer or try to find someone that's willing to pay you to get your pet's balls cut off. I'll be right there.
Why I'm laughing is I wanted to throw you under the bus so badly because usually I'm like, and where? And then you just go. And this time I was like, I'm going to give him a prompt. Amazon and where? And I saw the funny panic in your eyes.
Well, there you go. That's just where I'm at this time.
Right.
And the next
where
time,
next?
You'll be able to find us in a drum roll, please. In Basra, Iraq. We'll see you there.
That's right, people. What do we... Oh, fuck, right. We do have to do outro of the episode. Have you been beaten up lately?
No. I could really use a beating.
Come here, buddy. Come here. Come here.